My name is Kevin, and I'm Willis.
And I am Willis, and my name is Kevin.
And no matter where we start,
we always end up at
Tangent Station. How you doing?
Oh, I'm good. My nose is itchy, but yeah, I don't know why I'm loud.
You're supposed to powder the outside of your nose, not the inside.
Oh, you know what's funny about that? We're watching, my wife got me into this show called Bridgerton.
Yeah.
Did you ever hear of it?
Oh, yeah.
And it's really good, but the queen is always doing cocaine. I'm like, wow.
What else was there to do?
Yeah, it was weird, though.
Didn't have running water. I mean.
What?
It's just
they really didn't
things.
Because You're people right. would take the water, put it in a bath. That's weird to actually watch people take baths. I don't want people to be there and scrubbing my, oh, wait. Before I say, I don't want somebody scrubbing my back. It depends who it is.
Oh, okay. Lola Falana.
I don't know who that is. It's been a long, Lola Brigida.
Gina Lola Brigida?
Yeah. She can Lola my bridge anytime. She dead.
I think both of them are.
So that'd be really weird if I had her do that. That would be mean she's alive.
I went with, this is a complete fantasy anyway, so.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. You got to let me know this. Did you say something?
No.
Good, because I wasn't listening.
Right.
Well, left.
That's why I didn't say anything.
Okay.
Police break into gallery to rescue unconscious woman who turned out to be an art installation.
So, did she paint herself in a corner?
An employee of Laz Emporium in London's Soho area came downstairs from making a cup of tea to discover the doors off the hinges and two confused police officers.
Well, that didn't say much.
Police broke down the doors of a London art gallery to save a woman slumped unconscious over a table, only to discover she was made of packing tape and foam filler.
So it's kind of like a Mapplethorpe thing.
Yeah, an art installation.
Wow.
The lifeless woman they had been trying to save was, in fact, an art installation entitled Christina, which is on display at the London Gallery.
Ooh.
The work was commissioned by Steve Lazaridis, Banksy's former agent and the dealer behind Laz Emporium. Mr. Lazaridis said Hannah, who was working in the gallery that day, had just locked up and gone upstairs to make a cup of tea. She came down to find the door off its hinges and two confused police officers.
Didn't we just read that?
I'm just reading it.
They said it twice. It was so good they said it twice.
And some of it's part of the title and some of it's in the the story.
Oh, okay. Keep going.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Anytime. London's Metropolitan Police were responding to a call about a person in distress at the gallery on the evening of 25 November.
I love how they do that. I mean,
I don't.
Why?
Officers, I don't. Officers forced, because it's not how we do it. Officers forced entry to the, we're right, in entry to the address.
You think so? Why?
Because this is where I was born and raised, so we're right. America! Where they uncovered that the person America. Was, in fact, a mannequin, a police spokesperson.
Why is it called a mannequin told. And not a womankin?
I don't know. Maybe you ought to start a movement.
A bowel movement.
It equals the same.
Yeah, pretty much. Wait. I don't know why I asked you to wait. Keep going.
I have your permission.
Hold on.
The installation.
Oh, you were waiting for my permission.
No.
You don't care.
No, I don't.
Okay.
America. The installation features.
Is that what we're going to start saying? Monkey.
Yeah, same thing.
I mean, I have no idea why we say monkey.
You said to say monkey sometimes. And we started
doing
it.
That was a long time ago.
Right. And I was doing that and you didn't know what I was doing.
It's okay. I don't know what I'm doing half the time.
I'm realizing that.
I mean, that's life.
That's life. That's what all the people say.
Because I did it my way. Mm. You know, they're going to do that at my funeral.
What are they going to do?
They're going to
do their way.
Do my way.
Your way?
Because.
Yep.
Not even close.
I'll find that in a year or two.
Probably. No, because I live my life my way. I do what I want when I want as long as Amy approves.
Exactly. I was going to say that. I was sitting there waiting for you to give me the opening.
So, you know, so, I'm going to sing.
But so. So but.
But also. But.
So, and it's not just that you say so, it's that you go so. You got some sass to it every time.
Oh, I'm sassy wassy.
So,
anyways,
so
where was I?
And there, that's back.
Damn, are you drinking? What was I saying? Damn,
and that's another one. The trifecta has been met.
Okay, but literally, what were we talking? What were we talking about?
The mannequin.
No, not the mannequin, but no, after that. What was I starting to say?
A bowel movement?
No, after bowels.
Amy, you live your life.
Oh,
your
yeah, my way.
As long
my
as
way.
Amy's.
Yeah,
what I way. Say goes around here, right out the window.
Yeah. I wear the pants in the house when she's not around.
Yeah.
Bob. Well,
he's the man.
Bob and Tom.
Yes.
Yes. What the hell was I saying? Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. Did you see that?
I saw it fly right up to the heavens.
I know. Can I get gone. It? You think I can get it back?
No.
I'll come back around.
The installation features a woman wearing trainers and a yellow hoodie slumped face forward in a bowl of soup.
Oh, yeah, my way. Go ahead.
Her long blonde hair concealing her face.
Does she put concealer on her face? Because I know some women do that before they put makeup on.
Yeah, what are they? You know what?
What are they going to conceal?
The ugly truth. That's why.
Even beautiful women do it. Why? I don't understand
they've
makeup.
They've grown up that way. It's makeup, push-up bras, underwire bras. It's not just about support. It's creating illusion. That's why, women I've dated don't wear a lot of makeup.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, I think all natural is better. I mean, men don't wear, like my daughter would say, men sexualize women. And she's right.
Your daughter says that?
Yeah. I mean, my daughter is very, very smart. Smart.
Smudge.
She is so into. I totally lost what I was going to say. She is totally in tune to the world.
There are women out there who sexualize themselves.
Yeah, but.
Whole.
Yes.
No.
Okay.
Not.
What?
Why?
I don't know.
Third base.
I haven't been in third base in a while.
I know.
I've hit a couple home runs, but then I forgot how to get to home. Because
you'd steal it if she only gave you the sign.
Yep. Yep. Here's your sign. Oh, that. Something got caught in my throat.
Your dick. The realistic sculpture
you're
is
just,
by
oh, him. If I could do that, why would I be married?
I wouldn't even know you. You'd be at home all the time.
Yeah.
I would say so would I, but I am.
I know, I would never.
No, I can't reach it. Not going this way. Maybe that way.
I'd ask somebody, have you seen Kevin?
Yeah, he's been over back.
He's over in the ball. He's in the ball.
He's in the barn.
So what was I saying? My way. So. They're going to, at my funeral, they're going to play my way. Because, you know, I did things, you know, and now the end is near. You know, I've traveled each and every byway and, you know, all that shit. And I have.
I know this.
And I've regrets. I've made a few. But then again, way too much to mention.
New Year's Eve, you said you didn't regret anything. Because that was one of the cards, the question. So is that a lie? What's a lie? This or that?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, no, I don't really regret because I am who I am because of what I did.
Everyone is.
Yes.
Yes.
So, certainly. Monkey. Why do I get closer? Wow. Whoa. I got to move this damn mic.
It's the same thing. When you fart.
Can we still hear me?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
More than we need to.
So my way. And it really represents me. And I'm going to, you know, I think I don't want people to cry when I die. I want them to laugh and be funny and say, that guy was hilarious. He's dead. I'm not kidding. I
don't think there's a whole fat lot you can do about it once you're dead.
Yeah, people are going to react the way they want. If it's part of my life will, what's that thing called?
Will and testament, last will and testament.
No, it's a life thing.
Edict?
I don't know.
Epitaph?
I don't know what it's called. But no, it's what you write up, what you want done when you die.
Eulogy. Oh,
life support.
Last will and testament.
Life support.
No.
Life support.
Yours is a non-resuscitation.
What is it called?
NDR.
Living will.
Do not, DNR, that's
Which
it.
Is funny. You know why I didn't think of living will? Because if I'm dead, I'm not a living will. I'm a dead will. Just saying. At least I wouldn't be a third will.
Sorry. You're just
I hit the wrong damn button. I wanted this one. No. That's what I wanted. But anyway, so because I did when I was younger and I was DJing, I actually. Sorry, I felt a knicker. Sorry. But so I did a funeral. No, I didn't do a funeral. It was a divorce.
You DJed
a
funeral?
It was a funeral. Yes, I did. Because they wanted to party and because they wanted to celebrate this.
He's finally dead.
Pretty much. No.
Get it on. Yeah.
And then we start dancing. This
motherfucker's dead.
All right. I'm not Samuel L. Jackson enough to do that.
Okay.
But what was I saying? Oh, yes.
My way.
So I did a wedding, a funeral, same thing.
You DJed in some places. A wedding?
No, a funeral. I do a lot of.
DJed a funeral.
And because her husband was like to have good time and all that, so she wanted to, you know,
throw a party.
Ganja weed. I don't know.
Oxymoron?
I don't know what I'm talking about. Anyways. So I did it. And this is the sad part, is I played a song. I don't remember the song now because I would tell you if I did. And everybody started crying. So I turned it off. The, what's the person called who's lost her husband? Widow.
Widow.
The widow.
I love how you work it out. Like a math problem.
I do. So the widow came up and said, why'd you turn off that song? I said, because everybody's crying. She's like, no, that was his favorite song. Keep playing it. So I turned it back on. It was just amazing. That's what I want with my death.
What do you want with your death?
I'll tell you what I want, what I really, really want. I want to zig a zig.
You want the Spice Girls to be played at your wedding?
Only Baby Spice. No, I want Old Spice to be played at my wedding. Oh, no, she's
You
dead.
Are Old Spice.
But I want people to pate. Not because I'm happy that I'm dead.
You
but
keep talking, and I'll have the pate right now.
But because I want, life should be, when you're dead, should be, can't you see me doing this?
Yeah,
dead, it should be, you should be respected.
A celebration of life.
Exactly what I'm trying to say.
Mm-hmm.
That's what Willis is trying to say.
All right.
So, but don't finish.
Would you please?
I'm trying. Oh!
You dick.
Boing. Nope. What the fuck did I do?
Nothing.
That's what she said. Okay. So, but I really think people should celebrate life, you know?
I think they should celebrate it while they're living.
I mean, think about this.
Think about that.
Ooh.
I'm onto something.
It took me a second to get what you were saying. But think about it. You come into this world, people have a baby shower, a party.
An umbilical cord.
They have birthday parties.
Yeah.
Okay. Then you have
graduation party.
What's that thing that Spanish people do?
Quinceañera.
That thing. Quinceañera. What's it called? Quinceañero?
Yep.
Okay.
Quinceañera.
Sorry for those Spanish people listening to me. So you have that. You have Jewish people that have bar or bat mitzvahs.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you get, you have your graduation party from high school. Then after that, unless you already got married in high school, but after that you have a bridal shower. And sometimes a man and a woman can do it together.
You're skipping a very important thing.
What did I forget?
Bachelor or bachelorette party.
Yes. You're right. That comes before the bridal shower. Okay. Then you have the bridal shower. Then you get married. You have a reception, which is a party. You celebrate like Amy and I did earlier last year. Yeah, it would be last year. Our 25th anniversary, a party. We'll probably do it again when we're married for 50 years, if she lets me live that long. So why can't you just, you celebrate your throughout your life partying? So when you're dead, I'm going to party in purgatory. So I want people to party up here. I want people to party in the USA.
Thank you, Miley.
And nobody saw me wazing my hand. Wazing. So, all right.
Two scoops.
Yeah,
wazing.
So, but that makes sense. If anybody disagrees with me, deal with it.
No.
I think it's a good idea.
No, anybody disagrees with Willis, our email is...
TangentStationPodcast@gmail.com. Or you can look us up on
Facebook.
The same thing, Tangent Station.
Instagram,
same thing.
Or where you're listening to this. Well, I guess you couldn't.
Or if you think that we should do Tick-A-Talk.
No.
You don't think we should do Tick-A-Talk?
What is it? It's like a minute and a half.
No, you can do live.
No, I don't care.
You can do live. You don't care. So.
Look.
What?
I'm not learning another social whatever. You're not doing much with Instagram.
Because we don't do anything.
You could still put things out there.
I should put up the picture of you and Kelly at New Year's Eve.
Anything funny. Yeah, stuff.
Anything funny. I'll just put
pictures
of
you.
And you. And you and you and you.
Oh, God. You just can't get off of that.
No,
you're dying to go down the Whoopi Goldberg path.
No, you and you and you. You know, like... It's a song.
Okay.
But I can't remember the name of the song.
All right.
So, but.
Hole.
Shit.
So, knit, weave,
so
macrame.
But do you agree?
Crochet.
I mean, you
yeah,
never
and
said
I think a lot of people do because they have celebration of life parties now instead of funerals.
Yeah, I think that's cool. I mean, and it's called a wake.
I don't go to funerals because they're barbaric to me.
Really?
I can't stand them.
Oh.
I mean.
No, because most people are lying down.
Yeah.
I won't take my death.
Most people? Just the dead person. Just,
I don't know.
Although urns are kind of upright.
Urn. Well, they earn to die.
The realistic sculpture is by American artist Mark Jenkins and is based on Mr. Lazaridis' sister. Oh, yeah.
My balls itch.
He was, yeah, when your balls itch and you do a sculpture of Mr. Lazaridis' sister. That's what I'm talking about.
You know what? I like it when you play a song or do that shit that you just did.
The funk?
Yeah, because I can drink and nobody hears me.
Porno funk. This is apparently not the first time the installation, which sits in the gallery window, has caused trouble.
Installation?
And yeah, the art installation. That's what it's been called.
Why do you have it like you have boobs? You're holding your hands out like you're showing your boobs.
So I can clench my fists and get ready to hit you in the face.
Ooh, I have a face that people
trouble.
Love.
In October, love to hit. In October, paramedics were called to assist the woman. That's it.
That was it? What? Wait.
That's the end of the story.
Why are these stories just ending like running up a cliff?
They're not. You had that long diatribe about, and now the end is near. And so you think that it went off a cliff. It had an ending. When you listen back, because you know you and I are the only ones. I listen when I create them, and you listen after I create them. And then anyone else is gravy.
Yeah. Please listen to it.
Yeah. Amy, Kelly, please listen.
Colby, Hallie.
Oh.
I'm just going to say every name that I know. Kendall, you'll listen to this and make sure that your friends listen to us. Kendall, you do that, I'll buy you something.
Who's Kendall? Kendall?
Kendall is going to be Hallie's apartment buddy. What do you call that? Roommate.
Apartment buddy.
A roommate.
My buddy.
What do you call
my buddy? Chucky was a buddy.
Chucky's in love.
Chucky's a doll. Satanic. Chucky.
I know.
Okay.
Oh, did you, speaking of Chucky, which you just did, Megan, what do you think of the new Megan, have you seen
excerpts
from that? It looks really freaky.
Yeah.
Speaking of good movies, we went to see on New Year's Day. It wasn't New Year's Day. It was the day after, which makes it. We went to see Whitney Houston. I Want to Dance with Somebody. I recommend anybody who likes music, go see this. And anybody who... You know, because this is one, I would put it up there with, yes, I'm going to say it, Bohemian Rhapsody. Not Bohemian. Bohemian. What is the word?
Bohemian Rhapsody.
I did what right. Okay.
Galileo.
So I really think it was that good because it went through all of this. And not going to give anything away, but she dies at the end.
Oh.
Yeah.
That sucks.
Houston, we had a problem.
Oh, God.
I've been waiting forever to say that.
I've been waiting all day to say that.
Whitney Houston, we have a problem.
Why do you call her Whitney? She was in the bathtub when she died? Whitney Houston?
Yes.
I've just noticed you've been saying Whitney.
Did I really?
Yeah.
Have I?
Yeah.
Did I?
You have.
So, yeah, she did die in the bathtub, you know.
Yes. That's why I said you're calling her.
And I won't tell you what her name was.
You don't listen to me, do you?
I never.
When I'm staring, you're looking right at me.
Do you ever listen to
you
me?
You see right through me. Yeah, I do. I keep waiting for something funny.
And then, well. Snap, crackle, ouch.
Say what?
Say what?
Say who?
Your balls hurt now, don't they?
They do. They tickled.
Oh. Man lucky to be alive after tripping over hairless cat.
Speaking of bald.
Bald?
Bald cat. A bald.
He suffered catastrophic injuries.
Did he get, was he catatonic?
No.
That was such a catastrophe. How many cats can I come up with?
I don't know, but could you catalog them for later use?
I'll give you my cat phrase.
A UK man.
Alf!
A man named Willis survived a microphone incident.
Microphony.
Microphony's fighting back. Ow! A UK man miraculously survived after sustaining a broken neck, fractured spine, smashed ribs.
Wow.
Blood in his lungs.
No way.
And other car crash evoking injuries from, tripping over his cat. Just smoke ganja like a normal bohemian? So I can't remember much.
I just got that.
Just falling fast.
Did he have it in the black light?
Ooh. Looking at the poster. Whoa, fell down.
Whose pussy is that? Oh, that's my hair.
It was quick and was over within seconds. Then I was at the bottom.
But he died?
No. Victim Chris Rowley, 59, told the Daily Mirror. The freak apocalypse meow accident reportedly occurred on the evening of October 23rd while the Leicestershire. I know I'm saying that
Can you
wrong.
Say that again?
Leicestershire.
Is it in UK?
Leicester. Well,
Yeah, it sounds right. Yes.
Leicestershire. But it's like Gloucester is pronounced Gloister in Boston.
Oh, yeah.
So it could be like Gloucester.
Okay.
Okay, here we go.
What? No, I'm not looking anything up.
How do you pronounce?
Nope, I'm not.
Professional
I'm going to take
musician.
A picture of you because I am going to, I'm going to see if my cousin Instagram? Daniel from London can, and Amy had a had this idea that we should do it while we're podcasting. So I'm going to take a picture of you and pretend you know what you're talking about. And then you can take a picture of me and then send it to me and I'll send it to Daniel. See if he can do stuff.
So you want to do with.
So you just pretend I'm not here.
So normal thing.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, but keep your clothes on.
Oh, damn it. The freak apocalypse meow accident reportedly occurred on the evening of October 23rd while the Leicestershire-based professional musician was home alone with his hairless Egyptian sphinx kitten, Eric Morikambe. They named the cat. Oh, that looks great.
That's not the one. Sorry, I just took a picture. There you go. That's not bad.
Yeah. I don't like pictures of me.
Disaster I know you
don't. Struck after the wrinkly kitty, apparently feeling playful, dove out and latched onto one of its owner's legs while he was coming down the stairs.
Is that what we're calling it now?
Yes. It took a bit of a chunk out of my leg, then I lost my footing, described Rowley.
Oh, that really sucks. I can't joke about that.
Who reportedly tumbled down 14 steps before arriving at the bottom, where he lay unable to move when his feline put the hell in Hello Kitty.
Oh, you made that up.
Nope, it's in there.
Oh.
The massively injured man didn't realize the extent of his injuries at the time. However, paramedics...
You waiting for me to push a button?
Yeah, you got your hand on it.
Just because I put my hand on my penis doesn't mean I'm going to do anything with it.
Yeah, everyone knows that. However,
I hate it when I set you up for not knowing what I'm saying.
And you think I don't listen to you.
There we go.
We both enjoyed that.
We did.
However, paramedics later revealed that he'd suffered fractured skull, a broken bone in the neck, two fractures in the spine, 9 broken ribs, and each rib...
And a partridge in a pear tree.
It sounds like that. And each rib has multiple fractures. And then I had a bit of blood in the lungs, he said.
Oh,
Eric Morikambe.
It's like the K-Flay song.
That's the name of the cat. Eric Morikambe, meanwhile.
That was the name of the cat?
Was Eric? Completely unharmed.
Why did he give him a first... Well, I can't complain. I have my dog's name, Mocha Joe, and I had a calico cat that was called Kahlua Ann. So, I mean, I gave it... Yeah, I could see that.
Unfortunately, Raleigh's wife, Jackie, a children's care worker, was working nights and was therefore unable to come to his aid, the Mirror reported. As a result, the Brit had to lie unattended for a whopping 14 hours in a pool of his own blood.
His wife was working for 14 hours? What did she do again?
Children's care worker.
Children's care, what is
that? I didn't realize it was going to be a quiz.
A nanny?
It says a children's care worker.
What the hell is a children's care worker?
My phone was dead. I couldn't get up. I physically couldn't get up, Rowley described.
Now, get down. 911's a joke of your time.
It's the hardest sensation. It's almost like claustrophobia.
A new sensation.
You can't get out. You can't physically.
You can't get up. You can't get down.
Physical. Get anywhere or do anything.
The goopy and the scoopy.
There's Eric Morikambe.
That's one ugly, hairless cat.
Yeah, it's a wrinkly cat. It wasn't until the next morning that the immobile vocalist's wife arrived and discovered her husband spread-eagled at the bottom of the stairs.
And she threw a party.
Well, she proceeded to put her strap-on on and pegged away. I normally get home at about 8:30 a.m., but that day, did you fart?
Nope, my nose itches.
Yeah?
Yeah, too much cocaine last night.
Or not enough.
Oh, not yeah, either way.
I normally get home at about 8:30 a.m., but that day I got held back and I didn't get back till about 10, and I opened the door and heard him screaming and saw the blood, she told the Mirror. He was saying, oh, you're home, help, help. By this time, he had dragged himself onto the landing. Jackie then dialed emergency services, who arrived within minutes, whereupon she quickly left the room as she couldn't stand her partner screaming.
That's nice of her.
Well, pull out then.
Wait.
We didn't know how bad his injuries were.
Oh, I just
spit all over
my mic.
And me.
No, that's okay.
His injuries were, yeah, I like it, at this time. I pay extra for that downtown.
I know.
They had to really drug him to move him, Rolly's distraught paramour lamented.
Lamented?
Lamented, lamented, lamented. Lamented. The unfortunate fellow added, I can't explain the pain. I realized I'd cut my head as well. I didn't know how much I'd cut it until I saw the blood. And later on, they told me about the other injuries I had. As if that wasn't agonizing enough.
But he didn't
enough. Die. Right. So far
he's talking when he's dead.
Okay.
Okay.
He's from purgatory.
Oh, I like
you that. Ought to ask him what it's like there.
I want to know.
His what oblivious pet started stamping on his chest, a move he'd reportedly been doing all night.
What?
What's a cat?
The cat was dancing on his chest?
Stamping.
Dancing, stamping.
Stamping.
Is that what that is?
Well, it's making biscuits. A lot of people give it a cute name. Like,
oh, I make biscuits, but it's usually in the bathroom.
Yep.
But I don't put butter on my biscuits.
Dropping the Cleveland Browns off at the Super Bowl, huh?
Yeah, that never happens.
It's the only way they get there. He's far from out of the woods, they say. It'll be 6 to 12 months until he's back on his feet. I'm on a trial now because of the seizures. I won't be great for another 12 months.
What? That became sad.
He currently can't breathe without oxygen. We have to go back.
Most people can't breathe without oxygen.
This is true.
I mean, come on. Wait, hold on. Nope, I need oxygen.
That wasn't long enough. Try it for 4 minutes, Will. We have to go back to the hospital next week to see if they need to put a drain in to get rid of the blood that's left over.
Then what, it's after just 12 months, he still has blood left over?
That's saying the recovery will take that long. It hasn't occurred yet. Then it's just a matter of a long recovery. Let's see here. The issues have been more than just physical.
Physical. Is that why you looked at me?
Yes. Rolly reportedly has lost a lot of income on account of being unable to tour due to his condition.
Tour?
He's a musician.
Oh, was that? Did you say that at the beginning?
Yes. A friend of the family has since created a GoFundMe page to help ease Rolly and Jackie's financial strain.
I think GoFundMe pages are stupid. Should I get one?
Yes, you should.
To help pay for my lobotomy.
Yeah, your idiocy.
Oh, my God.
Despite his debilitating condition.
That's all, folks.
Rolly doesn't harbor any ill will towards his kitty.
His kitty.
The cat's adorable and he's only young, he said. I don't take an umbrage to that. It's just one of them things. It could have happened anyway.
Yeah, I don't think so. Was he high? I mean, I really wasn't listening at the beginning.
Well, he was a musician and then he got high. He had a cat.
Because I got high.
And then he got high.
That's right. He became.
What? Huh?
I lost what I was going to say.
Yeah, you did.
God, I do that a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think I'm lonely up there?
It's a spasm.
Do you?
No, I think you're lonely down there.
I said that soft enough. Somewhere.
Lonely. I'm so lonely. So Kelly and I, my girlfriend,
Speaking of being lonely.
Yeah, we read the...
I got to spick my legs out.
Spick your legs out? What the hell is that? You want a taco? A burrito, maybe? God, racist. Want to clean the bathroom with Fabuloso? Wow.
Oh, no, my leg hurts.
Oh, hey.
I don't mean to get that close.
Don't need to be touching my leg. Y'all know I do be cooking in
what?
My book.
Okay, so you and Kelly.
Oh. We were reading the Rolling Stone Top 200 Greatest Singers of All Time. On which Celine Dion does not appear, but Bob Dylan does.
Go figure.
Well, it's more a thing of you've protested or did this or that. It's not actually about talent as a singer, and we knew it wouldn't be.
So if it's no talent, then that must mean Ed Sheeran's on it.
He was not. Iggy Pop.
Iggy Pop should be. I agree.
As a greatest singer.
Well, you said 200. So
greatest singer is what I also said.
Yeah, because he wants to. Yeah. Okay.
Of what they put on the list, you could take any season of The Voice or American Idol and you would have 200 better singers or 150.
What number was he?
Who? Iggy Pop?
Yeah.
Like 76. He was 75 places higher than Barbara Streisand. Sorry.
But maybe they're talking about...
You don't like her, whatever. She is
an
accomplished, incredible singer.
Did I ever say I didn't like Barbara Streisand?
I'm just saying.
I think actually we brought her up at our game night.
What?
I brought up Barbara Streisand.
Well, good for you.
Oh, no, was it Heart?
I don't care.
Oh, yeah,
I don't remember. I don't remember, and I don't care.
Okay, so 200... Okay, so who else is on there that you might disagree with?
Neil Young.
Really? You disagree with Neil Young?
As a singer. What they wrote about, not what they sang about, the ability to sing.
Who's number one?
Oh, shit, I forget.
Oh, that's what I want to know. So do you think we derailed them enough?
I do. I also think neither of us are the smartest person in the room.
Wait, we're the only two people.
Next time you feel like going on a tangent,
please consider visiting Tangent Station.